close to it, and mixed bodies will also occur in this talk. Let me start with two convex bodies in Rn and consider this integral where chi is the Euler characteristic, which is 1 for non-empty convex bodies and 0 for the empty set. So in other words, we have a fixed convex body K and a convex body M which undergoes translations by a vector X. And we determine the measure of the set of all X for which the intersection is not empty. Of course, if we translate around this body so that it has non-empty intersection with K, it's immediately clear that what we get is the Minkowski sum of K and minus M. In other words, this intersection is not empty if and only if X is in K minus M, where this is the Minkowski sum of K and the reflection of M in the origin. So this integral is just another way of writing the volume, the n-dimensional volume of the set K minus M. Now here we have a Minkowski sum, and there is a basic fact about Minkowski sums or Minkowski linear combinations of convex bodies. Namely, it's unimportant whether I consider minus M or M here. Now if we introduce non-negative parameters, then we have for the volume of this combination, we have the well-known polynomial expansion, where the coefficients are the mixed volumes of two convex bodies, K and M, appearing in a different number of times. So we can use this integral to define the well-known mixed volumes. So this translative integral immediately leads us into a rich theory with much geometry in it. Now, such an integral is, in a more general form, the object of study in translative integral geometry, where one studies integrals of this kind, but with other functionals here. So the Euler characteristic may be replaced by a Quermas integral or by curvature measures or other functionals. And this translative integral geometry has made some progress in recent decades, mainly because of its connection or its applicability, the possibility of apply it to stochastic geometry of homogeneous structures like stationary particle processes or flat processes or things like that. So there is a well-developed theory of such integrals for other functionals instead of the Euler characteristic. And in 1995, Wolfgang Weil suggested just to delete any functional here. So just consider the integral of K intersection M plus X. So we integrate, we sum up all these intersections over all translations. There is, of course, no problem to introduce integrals of convex body-valued functions. In fact, this is very easy because we can use the support function. The support function of a sum of two convex bodies is the sum of the sum of the support functions. So this integral will, of course, be defined in terms of support functions. But in the integral, there may appear empty intersections. For that reason, the usual definition of the support function, which is repeated here, has to be slightly extended by defining the support function of the empty set as the function which is identically zero. Now, the support function of the integral of this intersection is defined as the integral of the support functions. We take K intersected with the translate of M by X at a vector U, maybe a unit vector, and we integrate this over all translations. So it's immediately clear that the convexity of H carries over to this function F defined by the integral. So this is a sublinear function, And for that reason, it is the support function of a convex body, which has been denoted by T for translation mixture. This is the translation mixture of K and M. So now Goodyear and Weil were able to establish a polynomial expansion for this mixture, translation mixture of convex bodies, which looks very similar to the expansion in mixed volumes, defining the mixed volumes. But now this is a Minkowski sum. We have a convex body here, the translation mixture of lambda, so lambda and mu non-negative, lambda times k and mu times m. We get a polynomial where the coefficients are convex bodies, and these are the mixed bodies of k and m. The extreme, by the way, I'm not very precise. At some points, I often neglect translation. So some of the equations which occur may be true only up to suitable translations, but this is unimportant. We are only interested in translation classes of convex bodies. The extreme cases here are trivial. T1, the first coefficient, is just k multiplied by the volume of m, and on the other side, Tn of k and m is just m multiplied by the volume of k. But the intermediate bodies are not trivial. In fact, to establish that they are, that they exist, is a non-trivial task. And I will give a simpler proof of the existence of these bodies in the second part of my talk. So maybe before I could mention that it is not difficult to establish that one has a polynomial expansion of the functions. So this is the support function of the mixture of K and M. And it is not difficult to see that this has a decomposition into parts of different degrees of homogeneity. So here we have the support function of K times the volume of M, and here we have functions where this function Hj star is homogeneous of degree J in K and of degree N plus 1 minus J in M. And of course, if you now introduce non-negative factors here, then we get a polynomial expansion. But the more difficult task is to show that the functions appearing here are in fact sublinear and therefore support functions. This was proved by Goodyear and Weil last year in a slightly indirect and complicated way. And in the second part of my talk, I will sketch a shorter proof. In the first part, I would like to consider the mixture T of K and M, and in particular in the case where K is equal to M. You had a question?
Question, if both of them ellipsoid or even Euclidean both, intermediate term will be also both.
Yes. No, homothetic ellipsoids. So if both are balls, the intermediate will be balls.
Of course, mixture of different ellipsoids will not give this. It immediately became not.
Certainly not, no.
And you know this body is intermediate in some non-trivial examples, say cube and cross-polytope.
I will come back to the case of polytopes later, where in some sense I have an explicit description in some sense. But in non-polytopal cases, it's not easy to make explicit computations. 3 weeks ago, Paul Goodyear gave a talk in Pisa where he had examples of bodies of revolution, where he had made explicit calculations, only to see that the mixed bodies are really different for different indices. So consider Tj of k and k for different j, and it's even not trivial to show that they are different for different j. So, as I said, I would now like to consider In the first part, I would like to consider just this translation mixture of K with itself. So we now have only one convex body, and it undergoes all translations. Well, it doesn't look... By definition, this is a translate of this body. And we sum up all the intersections of the translate. So we get a new convex body, and I would like to have some information on its size compared to the size of K. And recall that this is analogous. Well, I started with considering the integral of the Euler characteristic of the intersection. In that case, this integral gives the volume of K minus K, so the volume of the difference body. And, oops, sorry. And yesterday we had a talk by Karol Goretzky on the difference body inequality, which I have repeated here. So we might try to find some analog of this inequality, since if we delete the Euler characteristic here, then we get our translation mixture of K and K. So this body is in some way analogous to the volume of the difference body. So we might expect some analog of this inequality, maybe. In fact, there are non-trivial volume inequalities for this body. I can offer this one, which connects the three bodies, the translation mixture of K with itself, the difference body, and the body K itself. Don't know whether it's interesting, but the interesting fact for me is that the equality case here characterizes simplices. In fact, I'm a little bit cheating here, because this is only a consequence of an inclusion inequality, so just a special case of a more general one. And more generally, in fact, we may ask whether it is possible to estimate this translation mixture from above and from below by the body K itself, or by suitable homothets of K. Of course, this cannot be constant. If something like this is true, then this body is homogeneous of degree n plus 1 in K, and K is homogeneous of degree K. So the coefficients must depend on K and must be homogeneous of degree N. So this should be volume factors, if such inclusion inequalities can be true at all. And with volume factors, I can prove the right inclusion. Namely, we have the following result. For a suitable translation vector, the translation mixture of K with itself contains this homothet of K, where the factor of homothety is up to some dimensional constant, the volume of the difference body. And for a suitable translation, this homothet of K is contained in the translation mixture, and the inequality is sharp, since equality holds if and only if K is a simplex. In fact, also this is only a special case of a more general inequality for two convex bodies. So the translation mixture of K and M contains a certain homothet of the intersection of K and M, and the factor is the volume of the difference of K and M. And equality holds if and only if K and M are equal to the same simplex. The proof mimics the proof of the Rogers-Shepard difference inequality. This inequality concerns numbers, but one can carry through the proof for support functions in a certain way and obtain this sharp inequality. There is one fact which may be interesting about the equality case. If you recall the equality condition in the Rogers-Shepard inequality, there one had to show the following fact. If you have a convex body with a property that any n-dimensional intersection of K with a translate of K is homothetic to K, of course this is not true in this picture, but it is true for simplex. If a convex body has this property, then it is a simplex. In fact, this property was used by Choquet to define infinite dimensional simplices. And the original proof of that in the paper of Rogers and Shepard was rather long, and later Eggleston, Grünbaum, and Klee gave a proof of this characterization for polytopes, but also not very, very simple. And I'm almost at the end of the first part of my talk, so there may be time for a commercial, and I may point out that my book on convex bodies contains a proof, a short proof. I'm allowed to say that because it's not my proof. It goes back to ideas of Horst Martini. And this proof, in fact, can be extended to show a generalization of this fact, namely if we have three convex bodies with a property, let's say K, L, and M, with a property that any n-dimensional intersection of K with a translate of L is homothetic to M, then all three bodies must be equal, must be homothetic simplices. And this is the result which is needed to show the equality case here. So it is stated here again, K, L, M are n-dimensional convex bodies such that every n-dimensional intersection of K with a translate of L is homothetic to M, and then K, L, M are homothetic simplices. Well, now in the second part, as I said, I would like to sketch a rather simpler proof of the fact that these mixed bodies exist. So we have to show that now we consider this integral of the support function of, I have introduced parameters here, lambda and mu, and switched the x over here, which is unimportant. And so we integrate these support functions, and so this is the support function of the mixture of lambda k and mu m. And we have to show that this is a polynomial in lambda and mu, and the essential fact is that the coefficients of the polynomial, which are now functions on the sphere, say, on unit vectors, we have to show that these are support functions. And the basic simple trick is to connect this integral here to mixed volumes in the following way. We consider moving half spaces. So for a given unit vector u here, we consider the closed half space of all vectors x such that the scalar product of x and u is greater or equal to t. And if we move t, then these, if we change, vary t, then these half spaces will move. So this is the vector u, and these are the half spaces. We move them upwards with increasing t, and we start at some value of t with the property that the whole convex body is contained in the corresponding half space. And for some time, if we move these half spaces upwards, we have a non-empty intersection of the half space and the convex body, and this stops precisely when t is equal to the support function of k at u. So alpha is this parameter value here, and because of the facts I just mentioned, it is true if we consider the Euler characteristic of k intersected with this moving half space, then this, the integrand is 1 from alpha up to the value of the support function of k at u. So this gives us that the support function is alpha plus an integral of the Euler characteristic of K with a moving half space. And now this representation, this slightly strange representation of the support function, but this is useful. We replace K by the intersection of the translate of K with M. So this is the integral we are interested in. Replace, make the replacement, introduce this representation of the support function here. This is done here. Well, the first term just gives alpha times the volume of K minus M, and here we interchange the orders of integration. And the inner integral now is just, well, here we have a convex body translated by X, and here we have another convex body. So this is just an integral of the form I mentioned in the introduction, the first integral I wrote down, and I mentioned there that this is a sum of mixed volumes, and therefore this integral is a sum of mixed volumes. And now I use a special representation of mixed volumes of polytopes, going back to Dethke in the case of two polytopes and generalized later to more than two polytopes with a different proof necessarily. And I mention this because all what I'm saying here can be extended to more than two convex bodies, and for that extension I need this extension of Bethke's result. So what is this special representation of the mixed volume of two convex bodies? Two convex polytopes, say K and M are now polytopes, and I consider the mixed volume of, well, it's convenient to take minus M here. This appears J times. This appears N minus J times. And the representation is of the following form. These are polytopes now, so they have faces. We sum over the J-dimensional faces of the first polytope and over the N minus J dimensional faces of the second polytope, and we take the J dimensional volume of F and the N minus J dimensional volume of G. So this is not the whole formula, but you already see this is nice because we immediately see the homogeneity. This J dimensional volume of the J face is homogeneous of degree J and this of degree N minus J, as it has to be here. But this is not the complete formula. We need some factor depending, this is a positive number describing the relative position of the faces F and G. And we do not integrate over all pairs of faces, but only there is a certain summation rule. This is the indicator function of, this is the normal cone of the polytope K at its face F. This is the normal cone of the polytope M at its face G, and we sum only over those pairs for which a given fixed vector is contained in the sum of these two normal cones. And this is true if the vector W is admissible. I will not give you the definition of admissible. It suffices here to know that almost every vector in Rn is admissible. Admissibility depends on the faces, in some way, on the faces of these polytopes. So this introduces a summation rule. So this is a whole class of representations of the mixed polytopes, mixed volumes of polytopes, a whole class of representations, because the choice of the admissible vector is at our disposal up to the condition of admissibility. And so this is a flexible representation which is sometimes useful. And this now we introduce here, as I said, this is a sum of mixed volumes, and we introduce this representation and make, well, and there is one further integration here after with respect to T. We carry that out and end up with a with the following expression. The integral in which we are interested is a linear function of u, which is of no interest, plus a sum j from 1 to n, and then there appear expressions like there with other indices here. And here we have the normal cones of k at the face f of M at the face G, the Minkowski sum of the cones, plus the positive hull of minus U, where U is the vector appearing here. W is an admissible vector. Here there occur the volumes of the faces, and here there is a certain positive factor depending on the relative positions of the faces F, G, and the orthogonal complement of U. So this is a certain, the absolute value of a certain determinant. Now you see already that this gives the polynomial expansion, because it's clear that the right-hand side is homogeneous of degree J in K, because F is a face of K, G is a face of M, so the right-hand side is homogeneous of degree N plus 1 minus J. The J's sum N has this homogeneity. So the right-hand side is already decomposition into homogeneous components, and if we introduce factors here, then we get a polynomial expansion. And so this gives the polynomial, or the decomposition into homogeneous factors, homogeneous components, and we see that the J-th component has a special form.
But it depends on what is this vector, this number FG or 2.
Excuse me?
It has homogeneity 0, yes? This addition.
Oh, yes, that depends only on the linear subspaces which are parallel to the faces. So
the homogeneity is 0.
Yes, sure, yes.
What if W doesn't depend on W on the left-hand side, so this is...
Yes, that's the trick. That's the second trick. For any admissible W, this representation is true.
Okay.
So here I said let W be admissible, and then this is true. And so this gives us, for the functions in which we are interested, these are the functions of which we have to show that they are convex functions. And for these, we now have an explicit representation, namely up to a linear function, they are of this form, sum over certain faces of the polytopes, where the vector, the chosen fixed vector W, determines which faces really occur here. And I have extended this function by positive homogeneity of degree 1 to arbitrary vectors, and for that reason I have to introduce here the norm of the vector U. And now we look at this function here. You see this function for fixed faces F and G. And as I said, this is a certain determinant, and it turns out that... the absolute value. Now you see the definition of these factors here. We take the linear subspaces parallel to F and to G and their orthogonal complements, choose an orthonormal basis here and there. This gives us n minus 1 vectors, and we take the determinant of these vectors and the vector U here, and the absolute value of this. So this function is the absolute value of a linear function, and therefore it is convex. So if we are not very careful, we would say, oh, that's fine. This function is a linear combination of convex function with constant coefficients, so non-negative coefficients, so we are done. But, of course, the coefficients are not constant, because we had to choose the admissible vector. So these coefficients are okay, of course, but this here is not constant, because first they are not constant. If we change U, if we check convexity, we have to plug in different values of U, and so this may change. The vector may no longer be in the positive hull of these cones, and on the other hand, for a given U, the vector W had to be admissible for K, M, and U. So this is not so good, but the following can be shown. If U is a given vector, then there is a whole neighborhood of this given vector, and there is a vector W, such that this vector W is admissible for K, M, and V, for all V in the neighborhood. And second, the function, which up to now was not constant, now is constant on this whole neighborhood. And this is true for all faces F and G. And this means that the function in question is locally convex, and this implies that it is globally convex. So this is the proof for the existence of the mixed bodies. You would like to know more about the nature of the mixed bodies, but unfortunately, up to now, we do not know very much. I said, but I will not show this here, I said that the proof just given, this can be extended to obtain an explicit representation of the mixed bodies in the case of polytopes. So the vertices can be written down explicitly. But and so the polytopes are known. But this is rather complicated. If you're interested, I can show you the formula. This is too complicated to draw significant conclusions from that. But I would like to end with a last remark. So this is a very small third part. Namely, all this extends to more than two convex bodies, to any fixed number k of convex bodies. This was not done by Goody and Weil. It may be possible by their method also, but probably that gets very clumsy, whereas this approach yields the more general result with only more writing work, but not thinking work. And so the result, the general result, is now written again as an integral of convex bodies. If we have k convex bodies and consider all the translates and leave one fixed, and we integrate all the intersections of these translates, then this has a composition, decomposition into homogeneous components, which are convex bodies again for certain indices where the indices have to satisfy certain assumptions. So this body here is homogeneous of degree MR in its Rth argument, and therefore this again gives a polynomial expansion. I would like to conclude with one remark, generalizing an observation of Wolfgang Weil. Namely, if we consider the special convex body here, where we have n minus 1 convex bodies and all the indices are equal to n minus 1, and k is centrally symmetric, then this body has appeared in other connections too. Namely, it is up to a dimensional factor, the second projection body of k. So the projection body is obtained as the body whose support function is the projection function of k. And if we iterate this operation, then we get the second projection body. And surprisingly, it turns out that this special mixed body can be expressed for centrally symmetric bodies as the second projection body. Maybe this is a hint to the fact that volume inequalities may be difficult, that you know that there are some unsolved problems about volumes of projection bodies. So probably inequalities, or inclusion inequalities for mixed bodies may be even harder to obtain. But in the first part I showed you one elementary inequality, and I would be very much interested in the other part of the two inclusion inequalities, because I have the impression, or the vague feeling, that some extremal property of ellipsoids should be lurking in the background there. But so far, the known symmetrization procedures turned out not to be applicable here. So there is remains some work to be done to understand these mixed bodies better. And Vitaly said I could talk as long as I wanted, and I think I wanted to talk exactly 37 minutes, so thank you very much.
And any at all, even in examples, connection of this body with mixed volumes. Say, volume of this body is mixed volume. Yes.
Oh,
say,
no idea. No idea. No idea about that, no.
Do you have results when the translation mixed bodies vanish?
Oh, I have tacitly assumed here that all bodies are n-dimensional. And
I thought in the other cases, like
Like
mixed bodies.
Oh, I think this could be decided. Should not be difficult. Yeah. Yes, makes sense, but should not be too difficult.
Other questions?
Did you really canvas in under 24 hours?
No, I wrote the slides yesterday, but no, the paper was done before. Yes.
A very modest answer. You could answer differently. So this is still to understand. I don't know if we are able now, but so in fact, it is all information which you know about the.
Well, Wolfgang and Paul Goody have more information in special cases. There are special representation of these bodies in the case of zonoids by integrals, and more.
Well, second body is a ball, and the mixed bodies are the intersection bodies.
Right, yeah.
What if one of the bodies is Euclidean ball, then?
Then the mixed body is a mean section body.
Mean section body, you cut your body by all J-dimensional planes, and you integrate these J-dimensional intersections, and this gives the J-th mean section body. Uh-huh. And Wolfgang says that... these are special mixed bodies obtained in the case when you take K and a ball the appropriate number of times.
Uh-huh. What is a fine connection? If you have a fine change, then it's all carried to be a fine change inside.
Yes.
This is all a fine invariant.
Yeah. Up to the factor coming in by integration, determined factor.
Don't worry.
Oh, yes.
We can try to have a discussion, and this people should think. It is,
so, think about question first.
To understand. If you will not discuss it, you even forgot about it. Okay.
Okay, so thank you again. Thank you very much.